From the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. August 15th, 2022, the year flying by. Here are three big things you need to know. One, a wave of violence has been unleashed south of the border. Drug cartel members attacked Mexican cities along the Baja border. Hundreds of Mexican National Guardsmen sent to Tijuana over the weekend, city gripped by fear. Baja officials say the cartel is demanding some members be released from prison. Two, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has issued a state of emergency for a couple of counties due to a water main break on Saturday. The State Emergency Operations Center has been activated after a 120-inch water transmission line broke, impacting almost a million people initially near Detroit. That figure now about 130,000. And number three, five Americans are among at least eight people hurt following a shooting attack outside Jerusalem's Old City. Happened early Sunday morning near the Western Wall, considered one of the holiest sites in Judaism. Israeli police say the suspect eventually surrendered to authorities. And that's where we start hour three of the Steve Gruber Show here on this Monday morning. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Scott Bertram. I'm here at Hillsdale College, where I serve as a lecturer in journalism. I teach. I'm also the general manager of the award-winning student radio station here, WRFH. You hear me hosting the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour on many of these fine radio stations over the weekend. You can also find it where you find fine podcasts. This week's episode is up and available for your listening pleasure, including John J. Miller talking about George Orwell. We talk with John Agresta. His new book is called The Death of Learning, and Samuel Russell, a 2008 graduate of Hillsdale. He's now, he got an award from us as an alumnus, and he is a restaurant owner down in Arkansas. The Buttered Biscuit is his place. If you're in Arkansas and you see the Buttered Biscuit, that's Sam Russell's place. You can check it out. I host that. You can hear me hosting the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast. I host Political Beats over at National Review. I write in a bunch of places. And, of course, frequently guest host here for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show when he is unavailable for whatever reason it might be. I'm with you all week this week and looking forward to talking with you. And you never know. This is the best thing about doing a show like this. You never know what the news of the day is going to be. You can find me on Twitter. That's the best place to get a hold of me or find some thoughts and tweets. Although I must say I do tweet quite a bit about sports and music. But you can find me there at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter, and stevegruber.com for exclusive content, for giveaways. And you can click there, find affiliates, of course, but also find the podcast, too. The behind-the-scenes crew does a great job of getting those podcasts up quickly after a show is over, so you can hear things a second time or share some things with friends and loved ones that they might not have heard on the show. This hour, Robert H. Bork Jr. is with us, and also Dr. Michael Robillard. His book is Don't Go to College, A Case for Revolution. And I'll ask him about the Hillsdale carve-out to that piece of advice. We've talked about the Inflation Reduction Act, of course, not doing anything to address inflation. And the question is, well, what are you going to do about it if you're Republicans? There is a strategy, you could say. This is from Axios late last week. GOP plans effort to sabotage Inflation Reduction Act. House Republicans planning to try to open up Democrats' $740 billion tax, climate, and health care bill to a legal challenge after it passes, Axios has learned. No one likely to vote for the bill in the House, no Republicans, that is. Republicans are trying to get as many members as possible to vote by proxy on the bill in order to deny Democrats a physical quorum. The bill would still pass, but Republicans hope a company affected by the tax provisions in the bill would then sue to challenge the law's constitutionality. Fueling their plan is the fact that so many members are still voting by proxy. 187 active proxy letters as of Friday afternoon. What does that mean? Well, it means the member can be anywhere and have someone else vote on their behalf in the halls of Congress. This was a COVID-related change put in place by Nancy Pelosi. And despite the fact we're now well past the point at which it makes sense to have proxy votes in the House, she has continued to have that policy enacted. And Republicans are saying, well, maybe we can use that or hope someone else will use that as a basis for a lawsuit against this this Inflation Reduction Act, so-called. Axios reports, the Constitution requires Congress to have a simple majority of its members present to pass legislation. In other words, a quorum. But the House passed a resolution at the start of the last Congress that stipulates proxy votes do count toward that quorum. So they're not going to vote for it. It's going to pass. It has passed, I should say. The president is going to put a signature on it, and then Republicans hoping that some company affected by the tax provisions will then sue to challenge the constitutionality. At that point, it gets thrown to the courts, and who knows from there, but it's one maneuver to try to fight against this IRS expansion law, or the Inflation Reduction Act, as Democrats call it. Over the weekend, Jonathan Karl on This Week on ABC, committing a random act of journalism. And he does these from time to time, Jonathan Karl does. He had the White House press secretary on, Karine Jean-Pierre, and asked her about the name of this legislation, the Inflation Reduction Act, when we had another report from over the weekend that, no, it does not do a thing to reduce inflation. So what the heck are you doing calling this bill the Inflation Reduction Act? That's a decent question from Jonathan Karl on This Week. Here's the audio, cut one.
But let me ask you, it's called the Inflation Reduction Act. But the Congressional Budget Act Office, which is nonpartisan, said that there would be a negligible impact on inflation this year and barely impact inflation at all next year. I mean, isn't it almost Orwellian? How can you call it Inflation Reduction Act when the nonpartisan experts say it's not going to?
So I appreciate that. I appreciate the question. We've actually addressed this, the CBO. It was the top line number. There's more in there that shows that it will have the money from. Remember how we're doing this, too. It's making sure that billionaires in corporate America are paying their fair share, making sure that it's that the tax code is a little bit more fair. And so when you do that, when you put it in its totality, you will see that it will bring down, lower the deficit, which will help fight inflation. Look, here's the thing. We have 126 economists, both Republicans, both Democrats, who have said it's going to fight inflation. We have five former Secretary
of
Treasury.
Well,
there's
CBO.
More to it. It's just it was the way that Republicans did that was so that it could make an argument that is false.
Jean-Pierre with Jonathan Karlin This Week on ABC. It's the Inflation Reduction Act, but it won't do a thing to reduce inflation, which, if we talk about this electorally, might not be the worst thing in the world for Republicans. If you pass the Inflation Reduction Act and by November, or I guess October, since it is now election season and not election day, inflation still has not really ebbed at all from where it's been, 8.59%. Despite the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act, people might think that Democrats are blind to them. Could be. Scott Bertram in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in the startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. Thegrindscore.com.
If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.